Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. The island of Sardinia in Italy is a land of ancient myth and legend. All across the landscape, there are forgotten ruins that inspire all kinds of legends. The most common kind are known as nuraghi, ancient tower structures that dot the landscape. Legends credit all kinds of figures with creating them, including the Greek hero Heracles and Daedalus the inventor. Stories abound, however very few have been translated into English. Today I have a real treat for you. I have translated one of these stories into English, and this is the first time it has ever been performed in the English language. So sit back and enjoy as I tell you the story of the Devil's Nuraghi. Anciently, it is said that Seligo was a tiny hamlet that resided at the feet of the hill Surunage, which at that time was a dark place covered mostly with a great forest that ran all along the slopes and rocks of Monte Santo, which to this day appears like a giant sleeping dragon. In these forests hid bandits and evildoers with hideous faces that you didn't want to meet. So the hill was called Sukukuru Esidiaulu, or the Hill of the Devil. And it was said that halfway along the mountain, right in the walls of Surunage, there was Sauka Esunferu, the mouth of hell. One winter evening, with a cold that could chill you to the very bone, an old poor maniscalco, or blacksmith, went into the forest of Surunage to collect a bit of wood to burn. But all of a sudden, a giant man appeared to him. Feu kesu famine, ugly as famine, all dressed in black and with a terrible pirate's beard and two eyes that seemed two smoldering embers. He looked at him and said, "Et tu qui es? And who are you? What are you doing in my forest? Who gave you permission to collect wood in my territory? Everything in this forest belongs to me, and so you too now belong to me." The poor old man, scared and desperate, responded that he solely wanted to collect a bit of dry wood to warm his poor daughter, who was dying from the cold. So the man calmed down and said, "Very well, take all the wood you need. However, this very night, in trade for your life, you must give me your daughter to wife." And having said this, he vanished. You can imagine the desperation of the poor blacksmith as he ran quickly back to his home and told his daughter about his terrible misadventure. But she was not afraid, because she loved her father and would have done anything to save him. That same night, the master of the forest came to the home of the blacksmith, ordered the girl to come up upon his horse, and departed at a gallop towards the hill Surunage. The Nuraghi was a great palace, with 100 rooms full of every good thing. Ancient furniture, precious tapestries, beautiful paintings, gold and silver cutlery, and food of every kind and in great quantities. The girl could go freely in every room as the true mistress of the house. However, "The 100th room is only for me," her husband said, "and you must never open it for any reason. Cum pene esa vida tua, on the pain of your life. Now clean the other rooms well, reorganize the bedroom, and prepare dinner. I have an important work to do and cannot remain to keep you company." Thus said her husband, and he left. The girl set herself to work, and in a single evening cleaned well all 99 rooms of the Nuraghi. When she arrived at the 100th room, she stopped, obeying the orders of her husband. But on the forbidden door, there was a golden key that seemed to have been placed there just asking to be turned. And so the worm of curiosity began to gnaw at the girl's mind. She thought, surely there must be something extraordinary and wonderful in there. In the end, what was left but to at least give it a glance? She would simply satisfy her curiosity a bit and then close the door quickly. So in the end, she placed her hand on the key and cautiously turned it. The door immediately swung open as though pushed by a shaft of ferocious wind, and showed her what was inside the 100th room. It was Su'uka Esunferu, the mouth of hell, which opened as a gigantic chasm from which great flames and crackling sparks flew out, and she could hear the desperate cries of the damned, while hundreds of devils argued as they cruelly tormented them. And in the middle of all these devils, who should be there but him? The master of the forest, Suestio, the beast, the devil in person, the man that the girl had just married. Meanwhile, at the home of the old blacksmith, his son returned, who was an unrepentant wanderer of the world, Unu Iscrubundo. His father immediately told him of his sister's misfortune, and so he immediately left to save her. Soon he arrived at Surunage, where he had the unfortunate surprise to discover that the Nurage was guarded by a good 100 devils. But Iscrubundo was not discouraged. In fact, during his travels, he had learned how to play the Leonidas, an ancient Sardinian instrument, with great talent. So he was able to make anyone dance that heard the sound. So the boy began to play with his magical Leonidas a balutundu, a devilish ballad, and the rhythm made the devil guards to dance and dance and still dance until all 100 fainted. So Iscrubundo was able to enter the palace of Suestio, where he found his poor desperate sister, who had no idea what saint to pray to anymore. Through sobs, the girl told him the story of the 100th room that was actually the mouth of hell. Iscrubundo went to the door to the hellish room and closed it with 100 turns of the key. Then, they put all the furniture of the palace against the door. So, taking his sister by the hand, both of them left on flying feet outside of the forest of Surunage. And when Suestio tried to re-enter the Nurage from the mouth of hell, he found that the door was closed by 100 turns of the key and obstructed by tons of furniture from his own house. He grew angry and knocked with all his strength upon the door, but the door would not open. Ever more rageful, he began to punch the rock walls of the palace with such violence that the giant walls of the Nurage crumbled with a great noise, closing forever every possibility of opening Sa'uka Esunferu that resided among the secret rooms of Surunage. The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts, for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.